he's leaving Donald Trump's top team. Five people have been arrested after the set of Gal Gadot's new movie was disrupted by protesters. The Met says the filming in Westminster yesterday was targeted because the actress is Israeli. She's known for her roles in Wonder Woman and Snow White and is vocal in her support for Israel. Chelsea are celebrating the end of the season with a trophy after winning the Conference League. They came from behind to beat Real Betis 4-1 in the final last night. And summertime baller Mariah Carey has been handed an Ultimate Icon Award in the US. The prize at the BET Awards in LA next month celebrates stars' groundbreaking contributions to the music industry.
Capital Weather. Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
A cloudy start in London, but it should brighten up later with sunny spells and highs of 23. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast. Good morning, it's 8 o'clock. Welcome to Capital Breakfast with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Yeah, so look, if you just joined us, you are just in time. We've got confirmed summertime baller Loli Young. She's going to be joining the chat at about 8:30 this morning. There's a lot of buzz about Loli Young at the moment. She's going to be on this show.
Yeah, and she's great fun. Also, on the way next, right, we've got an idea. We want to do a trend that I think you're going to love. We know you so well. We know you're going to jump on these types of things. Our friends and family, however, are going to hate it. Capital Breakfast.
There's nothing colder than your shoulder when you're dragging me along like you do, like you do. And then you switch up with no warning and you kiss me like you want it. How rude, how rude. But I kinda like it anyways. I don't mind if this is gonna take a million days. I know you'll come around to me eventually. If you sit back, relax, enjoy my company, my company. Once you know what my love's gonna feel like, nothing else will feel right. You can feel like moonbeam ice cream, taking off your blue jeans, dancing at the movies, cause it feels so to get, baby. I wanna give you the world. Not saying you gotta chase me, but I wouldn't mind it if you gave me just a little bit of something we can work it with. But all you do is push me out. But I like it anyways, cause I think I'm getting closer to you every day. I know you'll come around to me eventually. Just sit back, relax, enjoy my company. Trust me, once you know what my love's gonna feel like, nothing else will feel right. You can feel like moonbeam ice cream, taking off your blue jeans, dancing at the movies, cause it feels so
Capital Breakfast.
Millions of hours were gone days. Your pictures that keep me away. I was trying to find y'all, see if the love was still the same. Visions are lost that don't fade. We were holding on, hoping it don't break. But now that we're dancing, it's all coming back. There was something good we lost along the way.
Your Thursday morning, Capital Breakfast, 6 minutes past eight. I just want to clap along to the end of this song. Woo! Woo! Just me then.
Well,
I think we'd join in if it was on time. Yeah, Tom Grennan. Sean Welby, what have you got for us this morning, please?
Well, I want to talk to you about a wholesome trend that is doing the rounds. It's on TikTok, it's on Instagram Reels, and it's sort of evolved, but basically kids are getting their dads to call up their mates out of the blue just to say goodnight to them. What I think I've stumbled across, though, is where it started, the original video. So there's a lad in his 30s, and he calls up his mate to say goodnight, which it turns out was something they used to do as kids. Have a listen to this.
Hello.
Hey, bud.
Hey, what's going on?
Just calling to say goodnight.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot about that. Why did you do that?
We used to do that all the time in high school.
I can't believe you remembered that. That was like a staple.
I've seen these. They're doing the rounds, aren't they?
Yeah, so it started with them two, and obviously it's so wonderful and heartwarming and harmless. People have then jumped on that and gone, oh, should we just get, like, our mates or our dads to ring up their mates? So here's another example.
Hey, brother.
Yo, what's up, my man?
What's happening?
I'm just chilling. What are you doing?
Just watch a little movie.
Hey, I was just calling to wish you a good night.
Why is it funny to wish someone a good night?
Well, I think I've worked it out, right? And it's because no one just picks up the phone to say hi anymore.
No.
And you know how there was this whole thing about the younger generation getting almost anxiety over a phone call? I actually think it's because normally when the phone rings, it's because someone wants something from you, or it's bad news, or it's a boss, or it's, you know, it's something.
Yeah,
intense.
Well, you don't call that often anymore, do you? Because everything's done message, email, that, yeah. Just WhatsApp, whatever it is.
Can we jump on this morning? Can we do our own version on Capital now? Like, get your phone. Go on, get your phone. Ring someone just to say good morning. See what they say. Shani, go on.
So switch it up from the good night thing.
Yeah, and you, Chris. Go on, Shani.
Okay. Well, I actually love this idea. Wait a minute. So I'm gonna let me just call my sister, right? And I'll just tell her good morning.
Okay. Here we go.
Morning.
You're all right.
Yes, thank you. What are you doing?
Not a lot. I just thought I'd ring you just to wish you a good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Morning. Are you having a good morning?
Yeah, I'm still in bed.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, that's all.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Sneaking.
Nothing. Bye.
So good.
It's just confusing being nice.
People don't expect
it. Shall I quickly call my wife?
Oh, yeah, do Rhea. Yeah. Do okay. Rhea.
Because she should be listening, really. Yeah.
This will but
be
if she's not, this will confuse her.
You call your wife. Oh, FaceTime.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oops.
Oops.
Morning. There we go. No, why can't I call my wife in a normal way? What's going on here?
Oh, Chris. Here we are. Put it up to the mic.
Shh, shh. Hello?
Hey, are you all right?
Yeah, do you mean to call me?
Yeah. I'm just ringing to say good morning.
Oh, hi. What? Are you not working?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. Do you want something?
Yeah, just to say good morning.
Okay, good morning. What, you get back to work.
All right, then.
I don't understand why you're calling me. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Sorry, Rhea. Okay. Sorry.
Let's get a track on. We'll do some more next, yeah?
I'm Miles Smith. This is Capital. You know how we do?
Let's go!
Capital Breakfast.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. I can't help but feel so lost. I wanna give you all I've got. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Stargazing on Capital Breakfast at 13 minutes past 8. It's Jordan, Chris and Sian with you.
Yeah, we're having so much fun this morning, honestly, from singing the Scottish to now calling our mates and just saying, morning. And this is because we're doing our own trend of this TikTok or Reels sort of viral trend that's doing the rounds, where they get, you know, kids are getting their dads essentially to call up their mates just to say goodnight to them, and it's getting an incredible reaction, isn't it?
Well, it should just be a nice thing. I just tried to call my wife and it was more confusing than anything. She just texted me, actually. She's clocked that it's the radio. And she put, I haven't spoken yet this morning. I sound like a man.
Oh, no, she didn't. I sound like a man at the minute. I've got such a cold. But yeah, so we thought we'd jump on this, but spin it round and just ring our mates and say good morning for no reason.
It's weird. Try it tonight. Today, on your way to it, just ring your mate and say good night. Just ring and say good night. It's actually really weird. Shall I do it then? My go?
Yeah, go on. Who are you going to call?
Should we give Wendy a ring?
Oh, your mum. Yeah, call your mum.
So give my mum a ring. Right, where's my phone? Hang on.
Hey, Jordan.
Morning.
Morning, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just ringing to say morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, just say good morning.
Okay, then good morning. What are you up to?
Just at work.
All right, what are you doing?
On radio.
Oh, am I on the radio?
Maybe.
Oh, no,
I'm just ringing to say morning.
Right, okay then, morning. Have a good morning.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Why is it so wholesome? It's just so, everyone's like, oh, okay then, morning. I actually love this. I think we should all do it a bit more.
Can I just ring my brother, Ryan, because he's the least, he's like...
Go on, let's get his reaction.
Sergeant Major in the army. My mum's so lovely, he'll be like, what do you want?
Will we have to bleep it out?
Maybe, get the bleeper ready.
Get the live bleeper ready.
Get the live bleeper ready.
Are you ready? Go on.
Right, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Right.
Hello?
Morning.
All right, mate.
Yeah, just ringing to say morning.
What?
Just ringing to say good morning.
Yeah. What's up with you? What do you want?
No, I'm just ringing to say morning.
All right. Morning.
How are you today?
All right. I'm just about to go to gym, why?
Just wondering.
What are you being worried for?
All right, then. I'll leave you to it. Morning.
All right, pal.
You're not going to say good morning?
You haven't got me on radio, have you?
See you later.
Bye.
This is great, isn't it? Should we do more? Do another one now? No, do it. Should we do it again another time?
Should. We just keep doing it every now and then.
I love this. All right, let's get this on. It's Alex Warren featuring Jelly Roll. Brand new music. It's called Bloodline and it's playing for you on Capital Breakfast.
Take that pain, pass it down like bottles on the wall. Mama said her dad's to blame, but that's his daddy's photo. There's no one left to call. You say you've counted down the days till you make your escape, but you're afraid you cannot run what's running through your veins. Oh, you're carrying the weight. In the dead of night, on that broken road, I won't let you walk alone. That I know half the hell you see, but that don't mean it's something that you're destined to repeat. Oh, you're stronger than you think. You know it has to end, but you don't know where to start. You can pack your bags and I'll meet you where you are. Oh, I'll be waiting in the car. In the dead of night, on that broken road, I won't let you walk alone.
Oh, my brother, you don't have to follow in your bloodline. Oh, we got each other, and if you got tomorrow, then you still got
Warren and Jelly Roll on Capital Breakfast. That is Bloodline playing for you at 19 minutes past 8. We've had some lovely texts saying, guys, isn't it funny that obviously none of the people you called are actually listening to the show? Yeah, that's a fair point, actually.
Yeah, all our family.
To be fair, my mum does usually switch over to Heart at 8 o'clock. She says, I love you for the first hour, but I need me Manda and Jamie's. One by one, we're getting there.
To be fair, I do think my wife listens sometimes. This is almost a test in itself.
Yeah.
Calling partners to check if they're actually sort of listening. Because they should.
Oh, my other half doesn't. Only if he thinks he's going to get a mention.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
I'm talking about.
Don't forget, they hear us all the time. Last thing they want to hear is this.
Oh, he's sick of me. He don't want to hear my opinion.
It well annoys my wife, right? That she, because she always says the one thing we say if we're ever having a little tiff is like, "You're much funnier on the radio."
Oh, that's a good burn.
I'm not that funny on the radio, so it's.
I get that as well. I get that a lot. Harry says, just want to say to you, Jordan, Chris, and Sean, the phone calls today were brilliant. I was feeling down and exhausted, but they've really cheered me up. Thank you for making me laugh. That.
Oh, thanks, Harry.
Just doing our job, Harry. Just doing our job.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Shop pre-loved festival fashion this summer.
Whether you're lifting, sprinting or stretching, Pure Gym has everything you need to get summer ready. However you train, your workouts work around your life, with most gyms open 24/7.
Summer is full on, so having the freedom to hit the gym when it works for me, that's huge. It helps me switch off, stay focused and feel good.
And now, thanks to Pure Gym, you could win 2 tickets to Capital's Summertime Ball with Barclaycard, along with 2 nights accommodation. Enter at capitalfm.com.
Rollback's back at Asda, with thousands of prices roll back across the store and online. Like 21-pack of Ariel, the Big One Pods was £11.98, now £5.98. Kellogg's Corn Flakes 670 grams was £3.48, now just £2.84. And a 6-pack of Muller Light Yogurt was £3.78, now only £2.88. Rollback's back. Check out thousands of savings now. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Where would we be without the curiosity to explore?
It takes us to new places.
It even got us to the moon.
And now there's never been a better time to satisfy your curiosity about electric cars. With great offers in our award-winning range, including the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, available with £2,000 deposit contribution and 0% APR. Discover more at Hyundai.co.uk. Ends 30th of June 25. Finance subject to status. Hyundai Motor UK Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas, taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
The Virgin Atlantic holiday sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
The latest travel for London.
Lit. Capital.
Samantha? Samantha!
Go on. Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June. Celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
Capital travel update. Listen on the move with Global Player, the official Capital app.
Lottie Morley, what's the latest on the roads?
Hey Jordan, the bridge works are continuing on the N2 westbound at the A228. It means the exit slip road's closed. There are also 2 lanes closed on the main carriageway. In New Cross, there are delays on Queen's Road westbound because of an accident there. A lane is closed on the A3 southbound at Roehampton because of a police investigation. The Woolwich Ferry's not running because of a technical problem at the moment. And on the Northern Line, there's a problem with the escalators at Angel Station. We're in 20 minutes.
Serena Carpenter on Capital Breakfast.
Capital.
I'm so mature, collected, and sensible. Except when I get hit with rejection. To turn me down, well, that's just unethical. I'll turn into someone you're scared to know. But if you need my love, my clothes are. stick to reapply. Maybe for you, though, I could accommodate. I'm flexible, so just tell me what you like. Tantric yoga, baby, namaste. If you don't want me, I'll just deem you gay. But if you need music station.
You're on Capital.
Turn your magic on. With me, she'd say everything you want to dream away. We are legends every day. That's what she told me. And I feel my heart.
Summertime Ball with Barclaycard, and right now you could be heading there in style with a pair of Amp Zone tickets right in front of the stage.
Yeah, plus all thanks to Barclaycard, we're going to stick you in a hotel, send you £500 plus, take you on a backstage tour.
Yeah, amazing. For your chance to win, all you have to do is go to our website, capitalfm.com.
28 minutes past 8 now. Speaking of ball, confirmed baller Lola Young, we're going to get her on next. We're going to chat to her after Tyler and Push to Start on Capital Breakfast.
No separation, need no conversation, nah, nah, nah. On everything, it's automatic, going zero to a high, nah, nah. Riding, wishing the wheels would fall off. Time is ticking, you're too long. Right before I decide to go.
8:31 on Capital Breakfast. This is Tyler and Push to Start.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast. With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. Capital
Breakfast. Our next guest has cleaned up the charts with Messi, taking the world by storm on TikTok. And before she takes to Wembley stage with us next month, she's back with new music. Oh, it's only Lola Young.
Yay!
Yes! Good morning.
Morning.
We played your brand new single, One Thing, for the first time a couple of weeks ago now. Remember, we have a few little ears listening this morning, but am I right in saying, Lola, you wanted to have a bit of fun with this new track?
I did. You know, the feedbacks, the response has been incredible so far. I mean, I love the song. Do you know what? It's funny because I've actually been playing the song a lot, which I don't usually do with my music because, you know, there's a lot of depth. Sometimes it can be re-triggering in a way, which I was actually thinking about the other day, like how much I talk about. And this one is just a fun song that I feel like I wanted to make something that just felt freeing and liberating for women.
Yeah, I feel like it does. It feels... I wasn't expecting this to be your second song, if I'm being honest. And then it was like, this is really cool from you. And it just feels really... It does feel like a very strong message. You're just owning it.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm owning the idea that it doesn't always have to be, you know, sleeping with someone doesn't always have to be this intense, big thing. And it can just be a small thing and it can be a one thing. And I just feel like, I just think it's a song about me. It's like an almost like an alter ego of me trying to find that peace within myself and actually find that confidence within myself, because that's hard, you know. It's a hard thing for anyone to do, you know, finding that inner confidence and the strength to go, actually, you know what, it's just going to be one thing tonight.
I'm so pleased we're finally talking to you. It feels like it's been long overdue, and we can see you on a kind of FaceTime in front of us at the moment. Are you in your house currently? I'm trying to work out the background.
I am. I'm just going to sit down because I am a mover around.
The one thing I was going to say, Lola, is because the whole time you've been talking, we've had a bit of a kind of tour. I mean, there's some interesting pictures in the background as well.
Just tilt it the other way.
I'm sorry about that.
There's a naked lady in the background there.
Sorry, darling. Sorry about that.
Apologise.
Lola, was it always the plan for this to be the next single? Obviously, Messi was so huge. Was this always going to be the second one for you, or was it a sort of a move that you made after the success of Messi?
Okay, so there's a strategy to this, and I'm not going to go into too much depth because it will all be to be revealed, but there is a lot that I went through in the past 5 years, and a lot of internal healing that I'm doing, and there's an album coming. This is not a single off the album, but this is a single that lives as almost, again, like an alternative universe that hints at something that's coming, that I speak a lot about things that I've gone through in an in-depth way. Oh. and a lot more and speaking about some things that I haven't been public about yet. So this is kind of a fun song that people can love, that can dance to, that can feel free and liberated to. And then there's going to be something that's coming very soon that is just my next album, aka my next album, that just feels everything that I've ever wanted an album to be. And then when I wrote it, and I'm already working on the one after that, but this next one is so important in my growth for me as an artist.
Oh, that is so good to hear, and we're proper excited for your new album. Lola, stick around if you don't mind. We'll get this on from Teddy Swims now. It's Lose Control, and we'll chat to you next on Capital Breakfast.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. The walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see?
Sims, Lose Control, playing for you on Capital Breakfast. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean, Thursday morning, and we are still joined by confirmed summertime baller, it's Lola Young!
Yes! Yeah. Lola, I mean, we have to speak about this. This weekend just gone, you picked up your first ever Ivor Novello Award. This is huge for any singer-songwriter. This is what they dream of. So, massive congrats for that. How are you feeling?
I am, like, I'm just so grateful that this is happening to me. You know, this is a kind of, sometimes you've got to take a minute, sometimes I've got to take a minute and go, there are a lot of artists out there who are so talented and are going to get there in their own right, but would give their left leg to be in a position like mine. And that's a lot of gratitude, that I have a lot of gratitude towards a nomination like this. And I just feel so, honestly, I'm in such a great place. I feel so happy. And that just feels nice because it's a rare feeling for me. And in terms of Ivor Novello, like, I'm just, you know, taken aback, really. But knowing that I pride myself on my songwriting massively.
So you deserve it.
Ivor Novello's massive. It's been a huge year for you. Also, you're going to be on tour with Billie Eilish in the next week or so. That's huge as well. How did that come about?
You know, it was just, you know, I love Billy. I just am so excited for that. Like, it's one of the things I'm most excited about this year, and she is just one in a million, really. So I'm so excited for that.
Did she speak to you personally, or was it like through all the record label, that kind of thing? How did it go?
It's through all the background stuff, but I'm excited to meet her. I would love to meet her. I think she's like one of the most incredible. I can't really believe her.
So cool. She's really nice as well. We've interviewed her and she's actually really nice. Right, Lola, we need to chat all things summertime ball next. So do you mind sticking around with us for a bit longer? Like 2 minutes or so?
Of course. No, absolutely.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Get festival ready for less with pre-loved fashion.
Hiya.
What goes up?
What's occurring?
Hey, up, son. You're right, Arkin.
All right, my lover.
Hello.
You're right, babe. Are you well?
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, dear. Fancy saying hi to more of the UK? Better get a Travel Lodge. Find great value, king size comfort up and down the country at travellodge.co.uk.
This summer, an epic new musical arrives in London. Disney's Hercules. It's a wise-cracking, column-shaking adventure that classical civilization would have wanted. Book your tickets now and get ready for the hero who's here to rock the underworld. Disney's Hercules, coming to Theatre Royal Drury Lane this June.
It's the summer of loving, long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever cherrywood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs, 100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. Stop it, M&S. You'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. globalacademy.com.
Don't miss the world's number one movie. Audiences everywhere are going crazy for Disney's Lilo and Stitch.
He's so cute and fluffy.
Experience the movie event of the summer.
I got a dog.
You sure that's a dog?
Yeah.
Rough.
Drop everything to see mayhem get unleashed.
Agent Cobra Bubbles, we have a blue dog to get.
You can take him.
He's my friend.
Wano means family.
Nobody gets left behind.
Disney's Lilo and Stitch. Seen in cinemas now.
What an adorable little psychopath.
Hot off the grill, the all-new Five Guys Kids Meal. For only £7, choose a delicious little hamburger, hot dog, or grilled cheese. Plus, you'll get mini fries and a mini soda. Quality ingredients cooked fresh for just £7. The Five Guys Kids Meal. A treat from our guys to your little guys. Limited time, in-store only. Excludes Northern Ireland.
Cap
Capital Travel Update.
Take us with you with Global Player, the official Capital app.
Morning, Lottie. What's the latest with the travel?
Hey, Jordan. The bridge works are continuing on the M2 westbound at the A228. It means that slip road is closed and two lanes are closed on the main carriageway too. In Bermondsey, it's slow on the Old Kent Road both ways after an accident there. In Thornton Heath, there are queues on the A23 London Road northbound. One lane's closed on the A3 southbound at Roehampton because of an investigation. The Woolwich Ferry's not running because of a technical problem either.
Capital Breakfast.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colours will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. You're laying me down to a dead and buried on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vibe. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so wild. From the ordinary, you got me kissing the ground. Go to sanctuary, shatter me with your touch. Oh Lord, return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found. Hallelujah, on this side of heaven's gate. Oh, my life, how do you breathe and take my breath away? At your altar, I will pray. You're the smoke, turn the clay. Oh, my, my, you're taking me out.
Love Story on Capital Breakfast Thursday morning, and we are still joined by confirmed summertime baller Lola Young.
Yay!
Hey Lola, I wanted to ask you, it's the first time for you stepping onto the Wembley Stadium stage. How are you feeling about it?
Well, I'm nervous because there's a lot of people there, right?
80,000, I think.
Oh, damn. I'm nervous. I think it's going to be a great show, though. Very excited for that. And just like, yeah, I remember being a kid and dreaming about this kind of thing, you know?
Oh, it's awesome. And you are right. It's a lot of people, but it's just a lot of people who love you, Lola. So it's awesome. Oh, You're going to love it. It's going to be so much warmth for you. You should be so excited. And have you got your head around the fact that you're going to be on a lineup with Will Smith and Mariah Carey? I mean, who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought? I mean, the younger me would be pinching herself right now. But yeah, just very, very excited, very grateful. Thank you for always supporting me, you guys. And it's really, really exciting.
I think what's really nice, particularly for solo artists at the summertime and Jingle Bell Ball, is they bump into fellow artists that maybe they might know a little bit of, but they've never actually met in the flesh. And the amount of like collaborations that have happened because of it, or even just better friendships. So that could be quite exciting. I mean, you've got like fellow Brit School alumni there, Jessie J. I mean, that might be a cool collaboration.
Do you know what? I love Jessie J. I've grown up on Jessie J, and she has one of the best voices, I believe, out of the UK. So I'm really excited. If I meet her, I'll be very, very gassed, to be honest.
It's such like we've got Will Smith, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Benson Boone, Tate McRae, Mariah Carey, Rita Ora, Ready Rap, Busta McFly, Mel Smith, so many more. And of course, yourself, you're going to be there. Now, inspired by your new single, One Thing, Lola, we're going to do a quick fire bunch of questions to figure out one thing you pick from each moment. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Cue the music, please. The one thing you'd eat every day for the rest of your life.
I think the one thing I'd eat every day would probably be instant noodles.
Instant noodles.
Ooh, strong.
Nice.
Right, we always try to sort of favourite snacks for backstage. What's the one thing that you would demand for your dressing room?
Well, apparently it's carrots and hummus because I keep getting carrots and hummus. I haven't changed my rider, so it's just carrots and hummus. I don't love carrots and hummus.
Who does?
I don't love carrots and hummus, but that's the one thing that seems to be following me around the world.
That's quite funny to think you never changed it. I love that.
The face of carrots and hummus. Yeah.
Lola Young.
That face.
Yeah. What about the one artist you could listen to for the rest of your life?
It changes, so that's not helpful. Frank Ocean, I think. Oh, I'm a Frank Ocean guy, and through and through, mate.
Is it Orange, that album? So, is it Orange?
Channel Orange, best.
Channel Orange,
yeah.
The one thing you'll be thinking on Wembley stage in front of 80,000 people.
Don't think I can say it, because it's a swear word.
I thought so. Next one.
The one thing you'll say to Mariah Carey if you bump into her.
I don't really know. I'll say, oh my gosh, I can't believe that you exist and that you still look that good at that age.
What is the one emoji that sums you up best?
Oh, the one that's like, the one with the tongue out that's like.
What, with one eye bigger than the other?
Yeah, that one.
Very
good.
Great.
That's
love
good
that.
Enough for us.
Love that.
We cannot wait to see you on stage at Wembley Stadium for Capital Summertime Ball. We're going to be buzzing for you. And like Chris said, they're all Capital listeners. They love your songs. They're going to absolutely love you, so don't be nervous.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Aww. Give it up for Lola Young. Yeah. Yes, Lola.
Capital's Summertime Ball with Barclaycard.
Hi, I'm Lola Young.
Capital.
I wanna take you on a little ride. I wanna make you feel so nice. I wanna make you feel appreciated when you're deep. When you're deep. I wanna show you just what I like. I wanna kiss you slow. Wanna f*** you off. I wanna eat you up. I wanna cook you lunch. I wanna love you, babe.
You know where I wanna be. I want you right under me. Can you just live? Break your bed and then it's over. I wanna pull you closer.
Young and One Thing on Capital Breakfast. Thanks again to Lola Young for joining us on the show. She's going to be at Capital Summertime Ball with Barclay Card, which is just, what, how many weeks is it now? We're 2 weeks away nearly. June 15th. Help me out here, guys.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. 3 weeks away. Lola Young is going to be on stage. I'm kind of hoping she doesn't bump into Mariah Carey now, because you can't say to someone, you look good at that age.
I know, don't. Because
she meant well.
The problem is now, there's always a point in your life where you become the one that is that age. Yeah. Or you become, rather than the girl, you get called the woman by someone in a shop. Do you know what I mean? Leave that lady alone. And you think, oh, I'm not. I thought I was a girl.
Yeah, when someone says, don't be rude to that man.
Yeah.
When you're speaking to a kid, you think, I used to be lad.
Lad. Yeah, that lad.
Give up their seat for you because you're a lovely, sweet old lady.
And it's not gotten to that stage, thank you, Chris.
Right, it's coming up to 9 o'clock, which means three songs on the way back to back with
No Wittering in between.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find the hottest festival fits for less.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, Ash is upstairs spinning tunes, and the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
The Virgin Atlantic Holiday Sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in-store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
How would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
The Flame Grilled Whopper from Burger King. The most food-filling burger.
Is it though?
Is that?
Yes. A slightly better version of you.
Ah, I don't understand.
Just like the new Whopper, that's juicier and tastier than ever before. Same, same, but hits different. That's my line now.
Oh, sorry.
Whopper never tasted so good. Order now on the Burger King app.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
Don't miss huge savings on thousands of products like bedding, rugs, home accessories, curtains, and far too many things to mention. Save up to 50% in-store and online now with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah, it was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
The latest news. Next. Capital.
Barclays Ready-Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 9, Capital's found there's been a big rise in the number of children taking knives to school, some as young as 9. Figures we've seen show a 60% jump in 2 years, with an average of 12 found every day. Sam Walters is a head teacher in East London. He's told Capital social media is a big part of the problem.
There's also lots of young people that do not necessarily want to commit violence, and they're not thinking, I'm going to carry a knife because I want to stab someone and hurt someone. But because of all the stuff they're seeing on social media, they're scared.
The government is looking to halve knife crime over the next decade. In the US, a court has blocked Donald Trump's controversial new tariffs. judges ruled the US president doesn't have the authority to do it. The White House has already said it will appeal the decision. Five people have been arrested after filming for Gal Gadot's new movie was disrupted by protesters in London. The actress, who starred in Wonder Woman and Snow White, has been vocal in her support for Israel. Lou Littler says he plans to stay in the sport for a long time after retirement rumours. The teenage star will try to keep hold of his Premier League darts title at the O2 Arena later. And Jenna Ortega says she was unhappy getting lots of attention after starring in Wednesday. The actress says she felt really misunderstood when she became famous.
Capital weather. Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Dry and cloudy in London this morning with a chance of showers. Sunny later, though, with highs of 23 degrees. From Global Newsroom at Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast. Yeah. With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. Capital
Breakfast. Good morning. It's just gone 9 o'clock on Capital Breakfast. Welcome along to the show. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean. If you've just joined us, then you've missed Lola Young, who was on from 8:30. You can watch the full chat on Global Player right now, the official Capital app. If you're in your lunch break later and you want like 10, 15 minutes, get on Global Player, watch it back.
Yeah, I would actually. She's a great talker and she, you know, she's so funny. Also, I mean, we've had a mad old show. This morning we made the uber Scottish version of Calvin Harris's Blessings. It was already Scottish because he was working on it, then it had his rant on top, and then we added a load more of the memes. So hopefully if you are going to listen back today, get yourself to that part of the show.
Yeah, it's probably our favourite thing that we've done in a while. No doubt we'll play it more and more as well. Also, we got so much more before 10 a.m. this morning. We're going to do Follow Me. Is where we spice up your algorithm a little bit with someone or something that we think you need to be following. It's a good one today.
That is all coming up on the show right now. Let's get three bangers on Capital.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. She was running late for dinner outside of town. Left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we're working it out. I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized. Cause you walk up to the table with an order of fries. And I know you, yes I know you, used to love you. And I said, I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else. When she finally walks into the restaurant, hate to say it, but I knew it, I was already gone. Oh, Benny, don't do it, you're breaking her heart. Benny, don't do it, Benny, don't do it. But I need to go. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else.
Your number one hit music station.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens. Every
single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where Tennessee, oh Santa Monica, you've been too good to me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream.
Capital.